Since November 8th, Paradise High School students have been studying remotely via computers. They'll return from winter break on Monday to a school in a new location, a former office building near the Chico Airport. Laura Wenis reports on how one teacher is preparing for the change.
It's been 2 months since a normal day at Paradise High School was interrupted by the campfire.
Ashes started coming down, and huge ashes, you know, the size of your hand, were falling, which was not normal.
Jory Krolder is an English teacher and academic decathlon coach at Paradise High.
You noticed whole branches, like leaves, like unburned leaves, and whole branches were floating down from really high.
The fire took her home and those of many students and staff. She and her colleagues have been holding a sort of drop-in school at the Chico Mall since early December.
Teaching out of the mall was a mixed blessing. When I learned that most of my curriculum would have to be online, that was a challenge. But the great part about teaching in the mall was that it kind of erased all of the barriers between departments. And I got to spend more one-on-one time with students, which was wonderful.
But after the holiday break, students will be returning to school in a new building. This is Butte County Superintendent of Schools, Tim Taylor.
They're going to move to a temporary location. We call it the Fortress. It's a really nice big building out there by the airport. It's the former home where Facebook had 250 employees. So we're very excited about that. I think it gives them a much better conducive learning environment.
Krolder has been pulling together support to restore some of the essentials to her classroom.
I have some 10th graders that come in to my class reading anywhere from third grade level on up to post high school. And my first priority is getting them to enjoy reading. I read with them. I have them read books of their choice for 10 to 15 minutes a day. For that to happen, though, I need to have books I can hand them. And so I actually found a rolling bookshelf on Amazon. And so now I'm going to go ahead and have that little portion of my library, at least, that I can take from room to room with me, because we're all going to be moving around.
Much of the collaboration has happened online. An organization called Q coordinated the effort to restore classroom libraries for teachers in the district. A broad network of teachers in Krolder's field has formed on Twitter, arranging fundraisers and offering encouragement. She says her students are eager to get back into something closer to a normal classroom.
I heard my my language class, when I met with them, talking, and they were like, school spirit is going to be at an all-time high. We are so excited to get back and actually have a real site. And a lot of them said, I'm so proud to be part of Paradise High School.
But it will be yet another adjustment for students in flux.
I think the biggest concern is just the uncertainty, the unknown. And so my hopes for the site is that I'll be able to create that feeling of community I had in my classes before. I want kids to feel connected to the school. I want them to feel connected with what we're studying.
The teachers are staying optimistic about school at the airport.
The fact that we're by the airport is hilarious, though, because one of my colleagues, Virginia Partain, said, yeah, we need to have T-shirts made that say, fly the friendly skies, you know, Paradise High School Airways. We're trying to make it fun and silly.
In the search for normalcy, it's not home, but it's a step. For North State Public Radio, I'm Laura Wenis.